We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah! Oh yeah, I'm going to add some value to your life. 2 cents. With Little Jess. Yep, that's me. This is where you're going to get that extra added value to certain topics that we talked about today on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Let's get into it. Ooh, this one is a good one. Especially because I'm a grown woman now with a child, but I also used to be a teenage girl. I'll let Chet explain.
Last night, our sitter's boyfriend showed up at our house while we were out. She didn't tell us he was coming over. We saw it on our front door camera. Is this grounds for immediate termination?
First reaction, hell yes. You got to go. Here's your pink slip. But Young should kick us off.
It's a job. Do you bring your boyfriend to work? No, you don't.
Outstanding. Babysitting is a great first-time job experience. And you are messing around inviting your boyfriend over. Like, what are you thinking? Wanda had a great point, too.
Well, the whole thing is that she's there for the protection of the baby. Make sure baby's not choking and eating and changed. And if boyfriend's over, that stuff's not going to happen.
See, taking care of someone else's child does require your undivided attention, even when the baby is sleeping. But is it grounds for firing her? Kayla took the route of a possible second chance.
Everyone makes mistakes, so it's like, okay, she made a mistake, and clearly you guys don't like it, so maybe she can fix that.
All right. It was her first offense, and it is a good learning opportunity, so maybe the parents should talk with the babysitter and lay out all the rules and expectations. Or maybe Yahtzee's story will help me make sense of all of this.
In middle school, I had a friend that babysat for her neighbors and stuff, and she did it on a regular basis all the time. Her boyfriend would come, like, you know, they're within the same neighborhood, the boyfriend lives within the same neighborhood, and she would call him after the kids went to sleep, and he'd come over and they'd hang out. And then she got caught, but like, obviously, like, there wasn't ring and doorbell or anything like that. I think a neighbor saw him coming, and the neighbor told the parents. And the parents were like, hey, you know, like, what happened? And she's like, oh, you know, like, we were just studying or something. And then so she's like, it won't happen again. Don't worry about it. And he still kept coming over with her, like, even after. Like, they were just more sneaky about it. He'd come in through the back door so nobody would see him.
Mm-hmm. See, that story sounds real familiar that Yahtzee shared. Because that would be me right there. Oh, got busted. Okay, yeah, I'll never do it again. But if there's one thing you do need to know about Little Jess, me. Oh, I had a history of saying, okay, I won't do it again. And I did it again and again and again. And every time it got better and better and better. And I mastered being deceitful. It sounds funny, but it's not. I know. I'm a terrible person. I'll burn in hell later. So looky here. If the babysitter invited her boyfriend over without my knowledge, without my permission, you know, forget all that. Like Young said, this is her job, her place of employment. You don't bring your boyfriend. And I understand second chances and all that. But if anybody knows the one side of the spectrum of a teenager, that would be me. And I don't believe a teenager says. So, yeah, looks like I'll have to move on from babysitter number one and start looking for a new babysitter. Because, little girls, anytime you invite little boys over and no adults are around, you're setting yourself up unless your plan is to set yourself up. And just that fast, it's a wrap. 2 cents with Little Jess. Catch the Chet Buchanan Show weekday mornings on 98.5 KLUC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.